So, the topic we're going to do now is generally referred to as Not Bar Not, which stands for...
No Sin Tam Bar No Sin Tam.
Right, No Sin Tam Bar No Sin Tam. Now, what exactly that means... is interesting. There are three shitos, as we'll see in the Rishonim, and then we'll carry it through to Pesach. And we've talked a lot about the role of Tam, because Tam is everything in Kashrus. But what happens when the Tam is removed? Right, we've talked about some removed Tamim. We talked about Nosin Tam Gam, right, when it's already sat for 24 hours, no longer as powerful, and therefore can't answer things in the same way. So this is a different type of removal of Tam. This Tam is as it sounds, it is removed by a level, right? It is second order or third order eighth. So the central Gemara you've seen is in Chulin, Kuf Yud Aleph, it's Source 1. And the Gemara says, Itmar Dagim Sha'alu Bikara. So if you have fish that alu bikara, whatever exactly that means, but came up in the plate, Rav Amar Asar La'achlan Bikutach, you can't eat them with kutach. What's kutach?
Yogurt, kind of.
Yeah, spoiled milk, moldy milk with bread. Some sort of yogurt, yeah, like yogurt, spoiled milk.
Cottage with cheese.
Well, cottage cheese isn't quite spoiled. It's just separated out from the whey.
It's just gross.
But yogurt is actually spoiled.
Okay.
Right? That's what it is. It's
like
her. What?
It's not spoiled. It's just bad.
Okay, fine. But see, in Israel, this is like, in Israel, it's a staple. Everyone eats cottage cheese. Like, if you don't have cottage cheese, like, there were rallies. There were, like, protests about
cottage cheese.
The cottage cheese protests.
The cottage cheese price index went
yeah.
up.
Yeah, cottage cheese. That was huge. Like,
two years ago.
Like, when there was Occupy Wall Street, there was Occupy
cottage cheese.
Memes all over the internet.
Israelis don't have better things to worry about.
No,
it was a symbol of the. Of the skyrocketing.
Yeah, that Germany charged less for cottage cheese than Israel. That was the...
It's outrageous. Everyone went crazy.
They were like intense.
And Milky's. It was cottage cheese and Milky's.
That's basically the same thing. It's just chocolate flavored.
No, Milky's just sugar with a little bit of dairy fat. Whatever. Anyway, not important. Neither of those are kutach, which was apparently wonderfully, beautifully spoiled milk dish with rotting breadcrumbs. Wonderful food. So you can't eat those fish with dairy, right? So this is Dagim Shalu Bakara. This is presumably a meat pot. You can't then eat it with this dairy thing. Shmuel Amar Mutar Lochlan Bakutach, and Shmuel says that you can. And even though it was whatever alu bikara means of a meat pot, and we'll get to that in a second, Rav Amar Asur, Rav says it's prohibited because no Saint Tamhu, because the fish now has the taste of meat. Shmuel Amar Mutter. Shmuel says no, it's Mutter, because this is not a direct Tam. This is no Saint Tam Bar No Saint Tamhu. It's not Bar Not. It's a second order taste. So whatever exactly is Dagim Shalu Bikara is, so Rav thinks it's still called taste, and therefore this is a meaty fish, which can't be eaten with dairy. And Shmuel says, no, it's a second-order taste, and second-order taste can be eaten with food of, you know, the opposite. Meat with milk, milk with meat. So what is Not Bar Not? So there's a huge machlokas Rishonim, and to make things simple, I just gave you the Beis Yosef and bolded the three shitos in Rishonim. There are three central shitos in Rishonim of what Not Bar Not is. So the first position is that of Tosfos and the Rush. So the Beis Yosef writes, because of Tosfos, Rush. The Dagim She'alu, what does it mean, Dagim She'alu? Perush She'alu Minatzli. Oh, sonanim bikara rosachas. We talk lashon Rashi, mashe in chiluk bein alu le nishbashlo. So Tosfos says, what is nosin tam bar nosin tam? What's the case of the second order taste? It's where you take fish, you take the food, you don't cook them in the meat pot, right? Either you take the cold food and you put it in a hot pot, right? Or you have a hot pot with cold food, but you're not actually cooking it in the pot, right? Second order taste is where it comes into contact, even via heat, with the pot, with the plate or whatever it might be, but you don't actually cook it there. If you cook it, the fact that you actually cooked it inside the meat pot makes it that it's considered a first order taste, because the length of time plus heat actually causes the taste to integrate into the food and becomes first order fleishig or first order dairy. But if you simply take hot food and you don't actually cook it, you just touch it to this pot, so then since there isn't that continuous contact, that the it won't integrate, and therefore the taste is only considered second order, and therefore it's going to be mutter. The second position is the Rivan, which is the son-in-law of Rashi, that's in bet here. But Rivan chosno, right? It's the, you have to know, it's the chosno of Rashi, right? The son-in-law of Rashi, cause of mishmo, that alu in nishbashlulo. Again, alu means that it came in, but it wasn't cooked. The af So the Rivan said the difference is, again, it's the it can't be cooked in the pot. But he said by alu, right, when you put something which is hot in the fleishik pot or in the dairy pot. So normally the halacha is that when something's hot, it touches, it affects it how deep? Kdei klipa. What's kdei klipa? Right, exactly, right. Enough to peel off, right? Right, the klipa, right? It did absorb that much. Biblia mu'etes, still it tiru.
It's just when it touches.
What?
He's saying alu is a separate category than cooking?
Yeah, he's saying just that's when.
Right, meaning again, right? What's definitely true is that
when you touch it, that's just the klipa.
Well, cooking would also make it. Cooking wouldn't be nut bar nut. Cooking would just be.
Yeah, right, I mean, cooking, right, according to so far, right, according to so far,
oh, yeah.
Right, meaning, so far both Rashi and Tosus agree that cooking will change things, right? If you actually were to cook the food, where did my file go? Oh, it's in PDFs. Okay. Fine. Right, so again, he says, right, if it's aval nishbashel v'nivla kol tama basar shayi balua b'kedera asur l'achlo b'kudam. Right, if you were to cook it, so instead of just absorbing up to a klipa, it would absorb
entire,
all the way through, right? Because by giving it the constant contact, so then the taste would go all the way through, and then the whole thing would be fleishig. But both the right, so far both, right, Tosfos and the Rivan assume that the fundamental difference here, at least at some level, is the difference between cooking and
just touching,
right, touching even with heat, right. The third position is the position of the Sefer HaTruma, right, where he says hitter yirakos ukinyos and ishbashel bekedera bas yamacholeves. Raksh they nikiyam echalav laachlan betavshal bas afilo nemer alu in nitzlu lok nishbashlu shari. Yishum deika shlosha nosnei tam echalav bekedera bekedera b'mayim v'mayim b'yerek. V'odenu hetter v'gimgim b'davar sheyesh yach lachosh lefi shayerek v'kinyos nogim bekedera v'olam nekedera atzma v'yaval pichen hitter le echriya lahat lehetter. Dechem deika mayim bechli ro. So he makes a different distinction. He says there's a distinction not just between cooking and not cooking, but there's a distinction between types of cooking, which is between bishel and sli. Right, so what's sli?
On the fire.
Roasting, right, or frying. Sli is frying, rather, right? Now, sli is, right?
What's frying?
Sli is frying.
What does that mean, frying?
As opposed to cook. Now, what's the difference between frying and cooking?
Well, it's dry. Liquid. I think of it as roasted.
Liquid.
Liquid, between, specifically between.
Between the heat and the item.
Exactly. Right? He says there's a distinction.
I thought sli was like on an open flame.
Spit.
What?
I thought sli was dafka on an open flame.
No, that's meaning some sli. It can either mean fry, right? Sliash is roasting. Some slia is just to fry. Right now, the difference between frying, well, the Sefer HaTruma says the distinction between frying and cooking is that frying, right? There will be no gap between the pot and the food. Now, he's not sure because sometimes it'll sink to the bottom and it'll touch, but he says mostly the time, right, when you cook something, the taste, let's say you're boiling chicken, right? Easy case, right? So the taste to get from the chicken, or really from the pot to the chicken, so then has to go through the water, so it's diffused. As opposed to if you're, you know, your brother's case, right? You're frying something in the pan, right? You're just chafing it up directly, right? So, right? So the
just.
It's fine.
We threw out
the pan. It's all good.
Right. Okay, so...
No, we figured out exactly which pan it was. Just threw it out. It was a bad pan anyways. I wanted it gone.
Was it a bad pan?
Now it's a bad pan. Well, now it's gone, so what's the difference?
Okay, so what are the three shitos? So the Rivan, again, quoting Rashi, holds that the only time that you have a heter of not bar not is if it was alu velo nisbashlu, right? If you cooked it in the meat pot, it becomes fleishig. If you cook it in a dairy pot, it becomes dairy. The only time it's mutter is alu. He specifies alu, and alu simply means that even if it was right somewhat hot, but you put it on the plate. Now the achronim aren't actually sure what the Rivan meant that, right? Whether this is true if they're hot or whether it was actually hot, he would be machmir. But that the Rivan distinguishes again very clearly. He says not bar not. The heter of not bar not is only when you are not cooking it together, but when you're just putting it there, right? The position of Tosfos. Wait, did I misstate the position of Tosfos? I think I might have. The position of Tosfos, rather, is the opposite. The position of Tosfos is that it doesn't matter at all, right? Yeah, sorry. The Tosfos, cause about Tosfos again. Let's do Tosfos again, right? Dagim sha'alu peiro sha'alu minat sli otzonim bika'ara rosachas midog loshan rashi mashma in chilog ben alu mizbashlu. It doesn't matter, right? Not bar not.
It's hot and it touches and it's...
right? That it's... right? According to...
So alu mizbashlu is the same thing.
Right, exactly. Right. There's no difference. Alu nisbashlo. Right. The Rivan says it's different in alu nisbashlo. Nisbashlo is usur. Alu is not. Right. The Rishonim say no. It doesn't matter. They say whether the fish was served, cooked, or fried in the meat utensil, it can be eaten with milk. Right. The only time it's not if it's actually.
So he's just dismissing the idea of not barnata at all.
He's saying what Shmuel is saying is that as long as it's not actually cooked
in milk or in
right with like milk together. Or meat, even if it's cooked in a meat pot, it's only not bar not, right? That's I flipped it, right? Tosa's point is if it's cooked, right? Yeah, Tosa's if you cook it in the pot, right? It's lahakel.
Why would they already use the word alu if there's no difference? Like it's just
right because that's what the Rivan says, right? Yeah, the Rivan says it's different alu and nisbashlu. He just says it's alu, meaning well, Tosa's translate is alu even mina aish. Right, that came up from the fire.
Meaning it's not being cooked right.
Alu,
right.
Unless it cooks together. He's just a broader version of alu. Alu can mean anything.
Right. Meaning, Tosfos is alu. Rivan assumes that alu means. Right. Rivan assumes that alu means alu below nisbashlu. Right. If it's cooked in a meat pot, it becomes fleishig because the time frame makes it integrate the taste fully. Tosfos says no. Alu means alu min aish, meaning even if it was cooked in a meat pot, quote unquote, since there's no meat there, the taste is second order.
Say alu could mean nisbashlu.
What is the same for true?
The same thing.
Yeah. Right? And the Rivan distinguishes between cooking and frying. He says if you fry something in a meat pot, the Sefer HaTrumah, that was the third position. If you fry something in a meat pot, then it fully integrates the taste and it's considered first order taste.
Because it's touching it directly.
Right, because it's touching it directly. But if you cook it, because the water is between the pot and the right, so the taste diffuses on its way. So it's he says it's ki'ilu. It's really a tam shlishi, right? It's really a third order taste. Meaning anytime you get to the food,
water as
right? It's ki'ilu, a third order taste because the taste diffuses on its way to the food, right? So if we summarize the three positions again, right? You have the Rivan who says if you cook something in a fleishig pot, it becomes fleishig because it's not second order taste anymore. It's first order taste, right? The continuous contact with the thing. If it just touches, it's considered second order taste. The Tosfos says the exact opposite. No, if it's just a fleishig pot, so it's called a second order taste because it isn't actually fleishig. It isn't actually meat. It was just cooked in a meat pot. The Rivan distinguishes. The Sefer HaTrumah distinguishes. If it's fried where it has that contact directly with the pot, we consider it second order taste or first order taste. We're machmir. That's the point. Right? However you take it, it's first order taste, first and a half order taste, whatever it is, it's osir, right? Well, that's what he says. It's ka'in third, right? If you cook it, Since the taste diffuses, even though it sometimes touches the bottom of the pot, basically most of the taste that comes is diffused through the water, so it's a second order taste lacula. That's the Divitruba's point. Right? Those are the three shitas of what not bar not is. Okay? And again, we paskin, not bar not is mutter. Right? That's the assumption here. That we paskin, whatever not bar not is, it's mutter.
We just don't hold that a lot of things actually are not bar not.
Well, right, because not bar not, as we'll see. We'll see what it means we're make all not bar not. We are somewhat make all not bar not. There is the other factor, which you remember, which is Eino bin yomo, which we'll have to bring back into the discussion. Because so far, all of this is assuming
that it is
bin yomo, right? If it's not bin yomo, then even the tom that's coming is old and doesn't usher things. So we have to reintegrate that factor. But right now we're talking about even something which is a new taste. It's a real taste, but the way it's being absorbed into the food is second order. Right? That's the classic English translation, but I think it works. Right? A second order taste. Okay. Now, why is it that there are kulos for not bar not, for second order taste? So that's a machlokas tosos in the Ramban. The Tosos says, in Zbachim, very simply, he says, Alkana tamasheni behet, ever called them shayabu li dezer, and is batal tamadagam lefishu sheni. He says, why is it mutter? Because it's batel. Right? Because by time the taste has gotten to the second destination, it is diffused so much that it's considered batel. It's considered that it's been nullified. The Ramban is a different formulation before. And he says, Shmuel amar mutar no sin tam bar no sin tam. Who pairs Rashi? He's a hollow. Okay, fine. He quotes Rashi. And then he says in the bold part, he says, Lomar. The afal pisha asta torah tam ki ikar laser taruvoso kamohu. Even though we normally say that tam, right, that taste is as usher as the actual object. Hani mili b'tam rishon, that's only the tam rishon of all. Tam sheni, dihu bar no same tam acher, ein bo koach lasar zachirim, dahainu no same tam shlishi shalohem. He says, no. When the Torah said that tam ki ikar, it only meant first order taste. But second order, third order taste are simply not able to be osir. It's not a din in bittul. It's not that, right? What is Tosu saying? Tosu saying is there's a rule called tam kikar, that if there is tam, so then it is osir. But second order tam isn't tam anymore because it's batel. It's so diffused it barely exists.
That's the
Tosu.
So it's on a practical level of taste.
Right, on a practical level, right? It's so diffused that it's just like you have a rule of shishim, you have a rule of not bar not. Right? That's what Tosu is saying, right? You have a rule of 1/60th isn't significant enough taste. So second order taste is also really, really diffused.
Did you say what is considered second order taste, or
you didn't say that? I mean, not in this Tosu. Tosu's Lishitaso thinks that it's, right, anything which is not actually, right, cooked with meat, it's just cooked in a meat flesh. Your body thinks that's, right, that's Tosos Lashitasim, assuming Tosos is the same in both places.
But how can you,
right?
How can you be bottled taste? It's very different. Taste is either there or not. Like, why does the steps removed make a difference?
Because whatever residual taste is left over.
If you still taste it, then.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you. Can you taste the difference between 1/59th and 1/60th? Or 1/61st?
But there are opinions.
Obviously, you can give it to a kfeila, and you can. I know, right. I understand. But I'm saying, like, even 1/59th, right? Even if you can taste it, it's going to be very, very, very residual, right?
Right, but unless it's like we were speaking about before, the extremely strong tastes, right?
Right.
A whole other...
Right, and Dabar Kharif obviously ruins everything, as we'll see, right? We know that. Ruins everything. But basically, Tosus is just saying, look, the assumption, let's say.
It's the same
right?
thing.
Right? Now, as we'll see, even Tosus will agree that Dabar Kharif, it's not true. So presumably, Tosus will say, look, almost always, or always, or virtually always, except for Kharif, right, if you have a second order taste, there's no taste. That's the point. It's batel. Right? It's whatever exists is negligible.
Even if it's not actually batel, it is batel.
I mean it's or we assume that it is. Well, we assume that it is, right? Presumably it is.
It's still,
I mean,
it's
have
still
you ever
maybe you might be able
I mean
to
look,
taste it.
In our stainless steel pots, assuming you wash it, this is true. There is no taste, right? There is actually no taste, right? Whether that was true in their pots, okay, maybe there was some residual taste. But he's saying, right, that type of taste is negligible. Now, obviously, if you could taste it, like by Harif.
We don't care,
right?
Yeah.
Well, by Harif we would.
Yeah,
right, by Harif.
It's always
correct.
Practice.
Right.
This is already that rule. Like,
but the assumption is, at least, that we won't taste it. Now, the Ramban says it's not dependent on bittul. No, it's a rule. That Tom Rishon, when we say Tom Kikar, when we said that Tom is as usher as the food itself, we only meant first order taste. Second order taste is simply mutter. That's all there is to it, right? Second order taste is mutter. Now, there can be differences between these two formulations. Now, right, according to, in general, bittul, we might not want to do lachatchila, right? According to Ramban, we're more likely to want this lachatchila because you're just saying it's just not usser, right? Right, it's a classification thing. There might be, then there's also potential nafkamina to how exactly you, in theory, at least conceptually, how you would apply it to different types of isurim, because we have different types of isurim. We have basar b'chalav, and we have isur. Right. All that stuff. We have things which are asur b'etzem and things which are asur b'taroves. Right. According to the Ramban, it sounds like it's only a rule in basar b'chalav. Right. Because he says it's avav b'shasatar tam yekar lasur taruvoso, meaning basar b'chalav, but not tarfus. Right. Because according to Tosfos, it is a rule in bittul, so it should apply equally to basar b'chalav or treif, right, or nevela, or chilev, or dam, or whatever. Right, to all Isurim, because if the point is that whatever it is that second order loses its significance halachically, so it doesn't matter whether it's basar b'chalav or it's treif or whatever it is. According to the Ramban, right, if you are medayik in his words, it should be true that not bar not is only a rule that would be matir basar b'chalav. Because what he's saying is that it's not that, right, nevela loses its taste after a second order, it's that it's a milk taste is not strong enough to create basar b'chalav in second order. Right, exactly. It doesn't have the power. Right, meaning its first one is Lasar Taruvoso. Now, what he means by Koach Lasar Zachirim, right, now, in the end of the day, we paskin that not barnat is a halacha in everything. Right, the not bar not is a halacha across the board. But the Ramban, at least one could have entertained the possibility that it is a halacha in basar b'chalav. Though you're right, the second half of his formulation sounds like he thinks it might be a more general rule. His first half of his formulation sounds like it's more basar b'chalav. But be that as it may, those are the two formulations that are offered for the heter of not bar not. Okay, so how do we paskin? Right, do we paskin which of the three shitos? Again, Rivan, cooking versus not cooking. The Tosfos, all second order taste, even cooking, is mutter, or the Sefer HaTrum, which distinguishes between frying and cooking. So Shulchan Aruch in 5, this is Simon Sadi Hey. This is as follows: Dagim shen nisbashlu or shen nitzlu b'kedera shel basar ruchutze yafet. Or if you cook or fry meat in a fish, rather in a fleshik clean pot, in shum shuman davakba with no food sticking to it, mutter lochol makutach, you can eat it with dairy, mishum devin nosin tam bar nosin tam de teira. So what is, how does he paskin?
Like toast.
That's it, right? There's no such thing. According to Svardim, there is no such thing as a fleshik pot. DE, right? Or fleshik equipment, whatever. Stam doesn't exist. There's no such thing, right? If it was cooked in a fleshik pot, it is parev. You can eat it with milk, right? If it was cooked in a dairy pot, you can eat it with meat.
Even benyomo.
Done. Benyomo. Benyomo. Zeo.
There's no such thing.
Right? That's it. There's just no such thing.
Cool.
Right? If it's just a fleshik pot, zeo. Right? In yesh. Right, he says in law, it's a ruchutza yafe. It's not cleaned enough. And yesh bim mamish al piyegder yosem mech v'shishim bedagam asul lachom b'kudah. That's obvious. Fine, right?
That's amazing.
So, right, there's no such thing. Once it was cooked in a fleshy pot.
Does Sardin hold on the halacha today?
Yeah. They don't. Now, you can't cook a dairy food in it. Right? You can't cook milk in a fleshik pot.
So you still need two sets of bread.
You need two sets of dishes.
Yes.
But if you cooked your pasta in your fleshik pot, you could have it with cheese.
There's no need for parv.
Right, exactly. There's no need for a parv pasta pot. Right? If you are planning for lunch to have macaroni and cheese and for dinner to have spaghetti and meatballs, so make it in the same pot and add the cheese later and add the meat later. Is out, right? You can't add the cheese in the fleshik pot. That you can't do. cream, right? That you can't do. But you don't need a parve pot, right? Just put the cheese on it after it's out of the pot. So
there's no meat equipment.
Exactly. No flacic equipment, no dairy equipment. There's no such thing. Right? So if you want to cook pasta in the same pot and you're smarty, cook the pasta in the flacic pot, have it with meatballs, and then have it later with cheese. So, done. And that is the position of Sephardim. Yes. All this parve pot thing is not a Sephardi thing. This is an Ashkenazi thing.
You can literally have Oreos with meat.
Who does that?
First of all, everyone can have Oreos with meat.
I'm very against the dairy equipment on the Oreos.
Meaning it's not dairy equipment.
It's not a thing.
Whatever. I'm not gonna talk about it. I'm not gonna talk about it. Whatever.
You don't want to get it riled.
I'm sorry for bringing it up.
Yeah. You just call whatever. Just call the OU. It's fine.
Okay. I put chocolate on my Oreos. Wait, just Dafco.
Well, that's just disgusting. But what you can do, well, I'll just tell you. I mean, this is not an issue here. This is an issue in the States. But I don't know if you followed the craziness of the Trader Joe's chocolate chip controversy. No? Okay, so there was Trader Joe's had a pair of chocolate chips, which were actually good, not like the firm brand, which are wax, right? So then everyone went crazy because one day they were dairy. Right.
That happened here also with President's Choice ones were like that, I think.
Yeah, so it's Narishkeit, right? It's not, not only is it not dairy, it's not is it not Barnat, right? It's Pariv Gumbor. Gumbor.
How did it happen?
What happened? Because it's on their, the packing equipment that they use is the same for the dairy one. So it used to be that the FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, the Food and Drug Administration in America, like the health, whatever, said that they didn't have to write dairy allergies as long as they cleaned it out in between and ran a sensor through to make sure that there was no dairy chocolate chips left in the run. Okay, then the FDA changed their policy and said that even though they cleaned it out, they have to put, this was produced in a factory, a facility that has dairy, right, just because, you know, for allergy concerns, fine. And the okay felt, well, oh, if it's not good enough anymore for the FDA, so it's not good enough for us. Now, it's not hot. It's the packing equipment. They cleaned it out in between. So it's not nothing. It was the packing equipment, and it was a speksveka, right? And even if it was there, it'd be batel be'elef alfei alafim, because they cleaned it out between. It's mamish pariv. Ray Willig was like, I would coat my meat with it. Like, you know, like, just sound ridiculous. Okay.
Oreos is the same thing?
Oreos not quite that bad, no. No, Oreos is a different story, but Oreos is the OU will be totally straight with you about what it is. You can call them up. Meaning, I learned the other day with Reganak, who's the CEO of OU Katras, and he said, well, just Parif. Anyways, it's Parif. I mean, it's today. No, I think maybe it is equipment. So you don't eat it with meat, you eat it right afterwards, whatever it is. But it's, yeah, no, it's not dairy. It's Parif. Everyone knows that. Okay.
He knows it's dairy on the package,
though. But it's dairy equipment. No, it's not Barnat.
They stopped doing DE, or you stopped right.
Correct. Now, what is DE? So Tosvos. So according to Tosvos, which is the way Shulchan Aruch Paskins, there is no such thing as DE. Lo hayid varam eolam, right? DE is not a thing for Svardim, right? Tosvos and Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Aleph. Now for Ashkenazim, it is. So let's continue, right? So Sif Beis says Beitzim shenis baslo b'mayim b'der cholevet motzilas zol v'doch kanagol zavil chila. Fine. Or if you have an egg which you boiled in a dairy pot, so mix it with your chicken. So ralom nash b'gedeshim basar fil b'kli basar chol v'doch. Fine. So the Rama says, "Veyesh machmirin betzliya ubishol lasser nosen dam bar nosen dam." So he says, some people are machmir by tzliya, right? And bishol,
that's like the
truma. No. Be careful. Bitzliya ubishol.
Both.
Right by both. That's the rivan. Right? You can look in the parentheses here. Rivan b'shem Rashi. Right? The rivan, quoting Rashi, right? Paskins that no. There's a difference between cooking and touching.
Because this is the same. Tzliya and bishol are the same.
Correct. Right. There's a difference between cooking and alu.
Right.
Alu, unis bashlo. Not sefer atrumah. Exactly. Right? So the Rama says that some people, paskin, there is halacha of no sin tam bar no sin tam.
You're
not literally cooking.
Yeah, correct. Like right, meaning, the Rivan again said that the Rivan says what's not Barnat? If you cook it together, that's called nosin. That's called first order taste. If you don't cook it together, you accidentally put your steak on your dairy plate. Right, that is, or your parv plate rather, on your parv plate. Right, no, other way around. You put your parv food on your flacious plate. Right, that's not Barnat. And then you could take that food off the flacious plate and have it with kutach. Bidyuk.
But he doesn't differentiate between Sliya and...
Correct. He doesn't distinguish like the Sefer Truma. And then he says, and he says, minag lasser lechatila, the minag is to be machmir like the Rifan, ubidiavad mutter b'cholin. And the Rama says something which is very difficult to understand. He says, lechatila we paskin like the Rifan, that we're machmir for D. Bidiavad, we paskin like Tosfos, right? Now, the obvious question now is, well, how are you going to distinguish between lechat chilav and b'dyavad? We'll come back to it. So now, continuing in the Rambam, the Rambam says, v'dafka lechol m'chalav ha'basar atzmo, v'lidim v'b'chli shalem motar lechat chilav. And obviously, this is only to eat it with meat. To take something which is dairy equipment and put it on a fleshic plate is motar lechat chilav l'kulei alma. Right? So, everyone thinks.
Oreos are...
Well, that's cold, so it doesn't matter. Right? Oreos are fine.
Hot Oreos.
If you cook your pasta in your fleshic pot, right? So that'd be a fleshic pot. And then you just want to have pasta and sauce, not pasta and cheese. You can have it on your dairy plate. L'kulei alma. Everyone agrees that if something is fleshic equipment, you can eat it on your dairy plate. That's alum, right? That's alum alone is bashal. L'kulei alma. V'chein nagu. V'chein im lon is bashal nitzalit chila. Rak alu b'chli shel isr modol afum chalav. Atzmo. Similarly, right? If you can... if something was hot on your fleshic pot, on your fleshic plate, you can eat it with dairy, right? You could take it off and now eat it with dairy. That's alulon nishbashlo.
You cooked it and put it into a...
Right, you cooked it in a parif pot. And then you put it, you just happen to put it while it's hot on your fleshic plate for a second, right? That's alulon nishbashlo. You can eat it lechatchila, right? That's not, right, with your dairy.
What was the case you were saying before that?
What?
You put meat on a dairy plate?
The first case is you cook parif food in a fleshic pot. You can fleshic pot. You can eat it on your dairy plate. Next one is if you put parif food hot on a dairy plate, you can still eat it with meat.
After you move it, obviously.
After you move it off the plate, right? The cholzeh. Then obviously, this is all. This is as long as you don't ruin it with what? How do you ruin everything?
The
Davar Charif, right? The way you ruin everything is v'chol zeh kishamachal inu Davar Charif, right? Obviously, right? This is all ruined by Davar Charif, right? Which is the next line, right? Right? Aval ma'ya Davar Charif go into vishul Davar Charif and v'chli shal basar afil inu ben yomo. There, even if it's, right, if you cook it with onions or garlic, it's like onions, garlic, anything with a sharp taste, automatically it brings the taste back and you're messed up. You're fine. Exactly.
Right, you couldn't cook it in a meat pot, then cook it in a dairy pot.
Correct. Right, you can.
It's part of the...
What? You can.
Why? You could...
What?
Exactly, in the middle, cook pasta in a meat pot, and then mid-cooking...
But then you can't
pour it all into a dairy pot.
But you wouldn't want to do that because then you could not eat it with dairy, or you couldn't eat it with anything. Right, you don't do that.
Why?
It won't trafe up the pot. But you can't eat it with anything.
You just eat it with tomato sauce.
Right? You can only eat with tomatoes, you can only eat with parif. Right? Because now it's...
But
right,
you
it's second order taste, lechumra for both meat and milk.
So
and what? Because
it's not
meaning
bar-nat.
because it's not barnat. It won't trafe up the pot. It's just that now you couldn't eat that pasta with anything, right? With meat or milk.
Except from both.
Except second order taste from both, which is musr, which can't create basar b'chalav, but it can also you from eating it for Ashkenazim.
But I thought you could eat.
That's
oh,
why I'm confused.
You can't have the dairy. You can't have the equipment with the opposite thing. If you have dairy equipment, you can't eat it with meat, or meat equipment with dairy.
Right.
Well,
so
you put dairy equipment on
dairy
meat equipment.
Right. It wouldn't mess it up. Right. That would. But it would. Exactly. You couldn't. Right. You couldn't eat it with meatballs or cheese. Right. You have to have sauce. So fine.
Just eat it dry.
The most you could.
Fine. And then the Rama just gets into the details of Davar Charif for these purposes. Fine. Siv Gimel, just skip to Siv Gimel. So then he says, now the big nafka mina to this, in addition to the existence of DE, right, is dishwashers, which we won't get into quite yet, but just to set up why this is important, so look at Gimel. Fleshic pots that were cooked in a dairy, that were cleaned in a boiling dairy pot, because the way they used to clean dishes was a huge vat, right, boiled it all up, which is what we call a dishwasher, right? Right? They didn't have that, but they just literally cooked it together. Afilu shnehem b'nei yoman, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, even if they're both b'nei yoman, what should the halacha be? What's the halacha be according to Shulchan Aruch? Mutter. Yes, it is mutter. Mishum dehavet lein nausim dam bar nausim dam dehedera because
that's only if there's natural.
But this is kind of a show.
Video.
Kind of
weird. Wait, so you can put them all in the same dishwasher?
It's a weird case.
Video.
But most people don't clean it first.
It's a weird. Yeah. Ah. There can't be any mamash on it.
It's self cleaning though.
And that's what he says. Behusha yomerli bari lishol yeshum shuman davuk b'hen. That's only if there's nothing stuck to it.
First,
he says shlo yeshum shuman davuk b'hen. There's nothing there. The im. Let me just show you. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch. You'll see where it all comes from, and you can see how this is going to get confusing. He says, "V'im ayeshuman davuk ben." If there is fat stuck to it, tzarich she'mayim shishim keneged mamashes shuman shal piagara. So how would you make it mutter if there's 60 times? The Yeshos Rim Afilu Ein Shuman Davuk Behen. The Ramah L'Shitasu says it's Asur even with any without anything. Ela Imkain Echam Nakim Ein Bnei Yoman Blias Kli Rishon. But even according to the Ramah, it'd be mutter if it's Einu Bnei Yoman, right? V'az Kol Akel Mutarim V'Amayim Nogin Ben Israel Chatzila. V'Alam Shneim Bnei Yoman. If they're both Bnei Yoman, Diachosan Osan Biachad. But Kli Rishon I call Asur. V'Achin Nogin Ein L'Shanos. Midach Ruch Biachad. But Kli Rishon. This is again only if it's Kli Rishon, etc. Aval im hud chuzachar zeh, but if it's one after the other, obekli shein afil biyachad akol shari. And then he says, v'im ira mikli rishon shal basar kli cholav dino kikli rishon v'ozer maya ben yomo. If it's irui, so then it would be right. Meaning, if you pour directly hot water onto it, boiling water, so then it would be kli rishon. Aval im ira mayim roshem shein shal basar v'shal lo shal cholav shal kelim shal basar shal cholav biyachad afil shom and duvim ben akol shari dini kikli mamish. But if the irui is onto the pots, which are not, or not actually meter, actually milk would be fine because they won't accept one from the other. Nimtugar chalevis being klibas, etc., etc. Right. So this halacha of not bar not is very relevant in the dishwasher discussion. We'll probably just have a shir just in dishwashers because dishwashers includes everything that you're saying. It's not bar not, it's eino ben yomo, it's nosin tam lefgam because you had soap, right? So dishwashers combines about 50 different sugyas, but this is one of them, and I just wanted to show point out that point. Okay. Now, if you now
crazy when we started talking.
What?
And so we all just started talking about everything we can think of.
Exactly, because that's what a dishwasher is. That is what a dishwasher is. Exactly, fine. So now, what does lechatchila b'di'evet? Now, the Rama said that lechatchila we paskin like the Rivan, b'di'evet we paskin like the Sefer HaTrumah. So what does that mean? So that is a machlokes achronim. So you look at the Gra in 6. The Gra says like this.
Didn't he say b'di'evet tosos?
B'di'evet tosos, rather. Yes, thank you. Right, so the Be'er HaGra says like this. Now, what does that mean? Right. So, what is the Gra saying? Well, you know, let's contrast the Gra with the Chacham Mazadim, who's actually clear, because the Gra is very rarely clear, right? The Chacham Mazadim says as follows: Im haya klishin zbashu ba'ina b'nei yom, mutar l'achol b'chalav. I feel the don. I will usher lechatchila levashu b'klishin b'nei yom, because she achol b'chalav. No sein tam lefkam. So the Chochmas Adam says that what does this mean? Even if it is Eino Ben Yoman and not Bar Not, so you can't lechatchila cook pasta in a fleshik pot to then add cheese to it. Right? So what does lechatchila b'di'evet mean for the Chochmas Adam? That even if it's Eino Ben Yoman, and it's not Bar Not, you can't plan on using dairy equipment food for fleshik or fleshik equipment food for dairy. Now, what did the Gra say? The Gra said this was only if it was, you caught it, if it is Bnei Yoman. Right? The Gra thinks you only can't use fleshik. You can't, right? But if it's not Bar Not plus Eino Bnei Yoman, so then you could even lechatchila cook food in your fleshik pot to then add cheese to it. Because if it's, right, the Chochmas Adam thinks that even if it's not Bar Not plus Eino Bnei Yoman, you can't cook pasta in your fleshik pot to have it with cheese. The Gra thinks it's only Ben Yomo, not Bar Not, then it's also lechatchila. But if it's Eino Ben Yomo plus not Bar Not, then lechatchila you could cook in a fleshik pot for dairy. Now, this is a little bit confusing. So what I did to make it fine. We'll just continue on the Chacham Azadim. You just skip to the next line. He says, he says, "Lechatchila for him even means that if you cook, let's say you cook water, you warmed up water in a dairy pot, and then you use it to make bread. So then you can't eat that bread lechatchila with." What did I say? Meat, water?
It's
with the other one, whatever I said.
It's milk
water. Veneer, milk, then with meat. Venera lidim ain lo kli achar. Now, what if you don't have another pot? Now, he says, now, what if you don't have another pot? So is that lechatchila b'dieved? What? So now he says, so what if you don't have another pot? Right, so he says, veneer lidim ain lo kli achar. Lechamim bo yesh lishmach lehetir. Lo lush bahem afil lechatchila. Kim dika chtardin doesn't namlus gaman no same time. By no same time. So the Chacham Adam says, if you have both Eino Ben Yomo and Not Bar Not, and you don't have another pot, so then he's willing to say, even Lechadchila, you could cook water in a dairy pot to make bread for a fleshic meal. But only if you have all three of those together. Right? Not Bar Not, Eino Ben Yomo, and you don't have another pot. Right? The Gra says, Lechadchila, you could do it, as long as it's Eino Ben Yomo.
That is his B'dieved, though, kind of, right?
Right, his B'dieved is that you don't have another pot.
Right.
Right? The Gra says, as long as it's Eino Ben Yomo, you don't even need B'dieved, exactly. But after the Isra Behedra calls of Dafka Diavach, Kvar Hucham, then even though some want to be even more machmir and say that no, it's just that post facto won't make it a problem, nearly Dim Ain Lokliach, Vyashra Lashalav Kadiavat. Okay, now to make it clear, I just gave you this is like the notes that are passed around at Wayu Smicha from Rav Sobolovsky, because Not Bar Not is the most complicated thing, so I figured I'd just give you an English summary of what the maskana is of this issue. Fine, to be says. The Ramah says that even though one is supposed to be machmir lechatchila when the fish is cooked in a fleshic pot, that is only when the pot is ben yomo. But when it's eino ben yomo, then the parif food can be eaten with chalav. The Achronim push farther and debate whether one can create Not Bar Not when the pot is eino ben yomo. They ask, if one is intending to eat potatoes with chalav, can he lechatchila cook potatoes in a fleshic pot that is eino ben yomo? Chayadam thinks that the Ramah never went this far, but the Gra thinks the Ramah would allow this. Right, as we just saw, right? The Gra thinks if eino ben yomo is Not Bar Not lechatchila, you can cook it to eat it in the fleshic pot for a dairy meal.
This is just thing that Ramah would allow this. He thinks that he allows the
lechatchila,
yeah.
Right? The Gra would say lechatchila, and the Chachmas Adam, right, says no, that you can't do. He explains that the Gemara only prohibits in a ben yomo as exir atu ben yomo, and this Gemara is only made when cooking a ben yomo would create real problems. Since meikar adin, if the potatoes were cooked in a ben yomo pot, we should be megel against the rivan. There is no reason to make exir of ben yomo. Eino ben yomo atu ben yomo. That somehow got messed up. The Baal Deh Shulchan questions the Gra for the following reason. The Gra was dealing with a potential head of cooking in an eino ben yomo pot lechatchila, and he proved that there's no gzeir from the fact we should really be making b'dieved even after having cooked in a ben yomo pot. The Baal Deh Shulchan argues that it's not comparing apples to apples. Rather, we should make a gzeir against creating Not Bar Not in ben yomo pot as a gzeir atu creating Not Bar Not in ben yomo pot, since everyone says that's aser.
That's kind of what you're saying.
Right.
That's kind of what Shields was saying.
Right. But the Gra thinks that that's not true. Right? The Baal Deh Shulchan follows the Chacham Adam. You can't lechatchila create Eino Ben Yomo Not Bar Not to cook, to eat fleshik with fleshik equipment with dairy. The Gra thinks you can. Tolovsky thinks the Gra might respond that even this Isser not great Not Bar Not is only an Isser Gavra. Not, okay. You can look at the Lamdas. Whatever. Lamaisa, the Gra says that it's much to create Not Bar Not in Eino Ben Yomo pot. So presumably one can rely on the Gra. There's no other pot around. So Tolovsky thinks that if you don't have another pot around, so then even the Chacham Adam might be makel, so for sure you could rely on the Gra, right, to do it lechatchila. But in general, right, this is the machlokes. When we say that lechatchila b'dieved, so what does lechatchila b'dieved mean? So again, the Gra thinks that as long as it's eino ben yomo, you can even lechatchila cook pasta in a fleshic pot and have it with cheese. The Chacham Adam thinks you can't do that. Lechatchila b'dieved means you can't do it with the intent to eat it with the opposite, right, dairy or fleshic.
They're also both not even discussing on a Not Bar Not level. It's
Not Bar Not plus Eino Ben Yomo. Correct.
It's the precursor to right. Not Bar Not. Like,
correct, because he passed like the because the Ramah passed like the Rivan, the Chatchila, right. So we're machmir on most cases of Not Bar Not to not eat it with the opposite food. So the question is, if you add Eino Ben Yomo to the equation of Not Bar Not, does that mean we can even do the Chatchila? The Chacham Adam thinks, no, once we passed like the Rivan, So we can't do it even, not bar not plus eino ben yomo, lechatchila. The Gra thinks, no, if you add eino ben yomo to the mix, so then eino ben yomo plus not bar not will mean that we'll paskin even lechatchila that you can do it. Okay, just a few quick more points. The Shach here makes a few important points. He's an aminik also lechatchila. That means lo'achol bekutach, but the avad mutter, nosin bekutach. This only means that you can't do it lechatchila. But obviously, if you didn't realize that you made bread in a fleshik pan and then you put it in kutach, you're allowed to eat it. That is, by definition, b'dieved. Right, you didn't mean it. But levashlan lechatchila b'kedei reshal baser k'dei lo'achlam b'kutach aser. Right, to plan to do it is aser. But if you already did it, it's mutter. Right, next point, b'dieved mutter marshal.
That means you already cooked it, or you already ate it.
Right, you already dipped it. Right,
but only in that case. Like, right, dipping it.
So according to the Shach, you already dipped it, so then you could do it. Now, so according to some acharonim, that's not true. According to some acharonim, let's say you didn't mean to eat it with this; you just have bread lying around that's fleshik equipment, but you didn't plan on eating it with the bread. That's also b'dieved because you didn't plan it, so it's also mutter. Some acharonim are mekel. The Shach isn't, but some acharonim seems not to be, anyways. But other acharonim are b'dieved mutter marshal. Now, this is where the Sifra Truma comes back. Is the Shach paskins like the, or quotes the Marshal, who paskins like the Sifra Truma, that if you fried it and didn't cook it, so then even b'dieved, you couldn't eat it with the opposite, right? The Ramad paskin like the Rivan lechatchila and Tosus b'dieved. The Shach paskins like the Sifra Truma. And therefore, if you fried an egg in a meat pot, you then couldn't take that egg and put it on meat. I don't know why one would do that, but you couldn't.
You do eggs.
What?
You do it in dairy.
Exactly.
You
can't do bacon and egg for other reasons.
But if you fried it in a dairy pot, you couldn't.
Cannot then go eat it with slaw.
Exactly. Right. Right, so the Shach brings the Beit HaMarshal brings the Sefer Truma back into the discussion. If you take it all together, therefore we would have Svaradim Paskin, no such thing as Naparnat, no dairy equipment, nothing like that. The Ramah says Lechatchila, which according to the Chachmasada means that as long even if it's Eino Ben Yomo, you shouldn't cook it to eat from the Fleshik pot with dairy, but if you did it, you could. Right? The Gra thinks that as long as it's Eino Ben Yomo, even Lechatchila, you could. And then the Shach says that's only true with cooking, but if you fried it, if you fried the egg in the dairy pot, you couldn't then have it with fleshik, even b'dieved. And then the last point the Shach makes is rak alu b'kli shabas, or peish echad mehen ha-kli o ha-dagim chamim the isa b'tel. So, sharpah v'chum l'rshas, avim shneim chamim, evi ha-beis yozit, avi le-kinitzlu. He says this is only if, right, the reheter of the Rivan, that if you put hot meat on a dairy plate, that it's considered olive oil and is bashlu, is only if both of them aren't hot. And for some reason you had a burning hot plate with a burning hot food, it would be ki'ilu and is bashlu. Yeah, you took it out of the dishwasher, it's still hot. Right, if the plate and the food are hot, so then even though you're not actually putting it there for a long time, it's ki'ilu and is bashlu. Right, so the Shach says, because what's the svar of the Rivan? The Rivan says because you cook something in it, the continuous exposure makes it as if it's a first order taste. Well, he said the same thing could be accomplished if it is, if they're both hot. Okay. The Beis Yosef, sorry, the Yabi Omer, Rabbi Avadia, just to show you that Sfardim actually paskin this way, he says, Ata Horesa Ladas, I should say that, like he would say it, Ata Horesa Ladas, Shadad Maran, Lehatir, Naparnat, Afrachachachil, Avadra, Vidir Kalevit, Bas Yom, Amanaz Lechol, Achach, and Bazar, Visfirle, the Masham Gemara, Dagam, Shalav Gar, Lavdaka, Bevet, Afilu, Adinja, Lachachachilam, Mutter. Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter, 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 no such thing as dairy equipment, Pleasure, Mum, Zeu. Vanochi, Aroe, Visaver, Zich, Sedek, Chakazar, Javal, Bishamarim, Bevet, Gabayas, Dacha, the Rimin, Rokha, Magazar, Shamutal, Vashal, Dagam, Lechachachil, Vaklisha, Bazar, Al Das, Lochlam, Bekudach. Mikol Makom came to Shulchan Aruch Kasev, Dagim, Shin is Bashal, Shinitz, Bigdir, Shabazar, Mutter, 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 Aruch really didn't say what he meant. He really meant that you can only do it b'dieved and not lechatchila. And he, based on what he says between the Shulchan Aruch and the Bedik HaBayis, which is part of the Beis Yosef, we skip to the last line, the three lines rather, from the end, right? V'ein divrayim mukrachem, demar m'shulchan aruch zavad lashon hakamarach, tzagam sh'alu, kazo poshim juadin nitzlo nishbash lo das maran, Beis Yosef, ha'kol l'chat chila v'lav davka v'dieved, v'imkein ein lanu shomraya lo mar shomaran chal d'rbos. Some achronim try to deny that the Beis Yosef was actually mekel l'chat chila, but Rav Avadya says no. Svardim have no such thing as dairy equipment, flesh equipment, zeo. And again, according to everybody, right, this is just an obvious point to make, this whole discussion is only about eating with meat. But what does everyone, Ashkenazim, agree that there's no problem with dairy equipment?
Afterwards.
Waiting, right, that's 11. Miyum, ein basar v'tavshil, tavshil b'der shal basar, mutter loach lo achrav, gvina, that's mutter, l'chadchila, according to everyone, right? No one holds you have to wait between dairy equipment and fleishig, or fleishig equipment and dairy. And now the last thing I just gave you.
Fleishig and dairy equipment.
What?
No,
not at all. No. Right. The last thing I gave you is just from the OU's website, from an explanation of the OU's policy. Right. So you see how it comes out. They say when products bear a DE kosher symbol, it typically means the products have no dairy content, but were manufactured on hot, clean dairy equipment or not. For Ashkenazim who consume Chalav Stam or only consume Chalav Yisrael, but also consume products made in Chalav Stam equipment, the product being consumed immediately after meat, but not with meat. DE Hechsherim often appear on soy milk, sorbet, and juice products, as these products are commonly manufactured in dairies and share hot equipment with milk. The DE symbol indicates that the processing equipment was not kosher to par status prior to manufacturing the otherwise par product. One critical application is that of DE certified soy milk. Many people cook meat foods with soy milk, and they must be aware that according to Ashkenazic Pesach, soy milk with DE certification may not be used in meat foods. Aside from confusion regarding the implication of a DE symbol, the OU is concerned about the risk that dairy equipment used to manufacture otherwise par products may not be totally clean of dairy residue. For example, otherwise par snack chips and seasoning made on dairy equipment often have real dairy residue on them. Hence, the OU does not certify products with a DE symbol. Fine. And that's part of why they're machmer, because they're concerned it might be actual dairy. It's probably still butdale, so it's probably not a problem. You don't have to wait. Anyways, and then he says, exercise caution. It may be fully dairy. Consumers shouldn't assume that dairy-certified products, which seem really to be DE, but lack such designations, are indeed inherently part of and only dairy in terms of their processing equipment. Ingredients with which the consumer may not be familiar are often dairy, and some products contain dairy sub-ingredients, which are not required to be declared. So just because you think that something is pariv, right, don't assume that it's actually part of DE. It might actually be dairy. Though one of the ways to tell often is to look at the allergy things. Right? The allergen things will often give you a better indication of whether it's dairy or just dairy.
They have to.
Right. And then he just notes that you should just know that sometimes you'll find on food then made on equipment or in a facility that processes milk. He said the above statement is commonly found on packaging of numerous foods, including Parif certified foods. Consumers are at times babbling about Parif product can bear a statement that apparently declares to be dairy. The truth is, the affirmation statement is an allergen declaration that has nothing to do with kosheris. That's just to know. So to quickly summarize this extremely complicated topic, right, again, so not for not, second order taste, okay? Tosfos says that's even when you cook it in a fleishig klad, it's mutter l'chadchila to eat it with dairy. That's our Shulchan Aruch paskens, that's our Rav Avadya paskens. The Sfardim don't have to worry about dairy equipment. The Ashkenazim l'chadchila paskens with the Rivan, who say that you can't eat food which was cooked in a second order fleishig fashion with dairy and vice versa. The position of the Rivan, you can l'chadchila take a fleishig equipment food and put it on a dairy plate. That's how Shoharach, that's how the Ramah paskins. However, the Gra says that if it's Eino Ben Yomo, then you could l'chadchila cook that pasta in the Eino Ben Yomo Naparnat situation to eat it with cheese. And the Chachmas Adam says in that case you still couldn't. Unless it's your only pot, because then it would be b'di eved. The Shach paskins like the Sefer Atruma that this kula is only true if it wasn't fried. If it's fried, then even b'di eved, you couldn't rely on it. Again, Davar Harif will ruin all of this, like it ruins everything. Right? We noted that this is a nafkamina for certain cases in dishwashers. Right. Then we just noted that dairy equipment, the meaning of it normally is, when it comes up, is not bar not, therefore it's only relevant for Ashkenazim. Now the OU doesn't list it, because sometimes something is not dairy equipment, it's really dairy, so you have to be careful on that on a practical level, but that's the basic yesod. Right? The DE is based on not bar not, and again, according to everyone, even on Ashkenazim, you don't have to wait between fleishik and dairy equipment, food, or vice versa. It's only a question of actually eating them together. Okay, that is why not bar not drives everyone crazy in Smicha.
I forgot where we dropped it. Where we were differentiating between basar chalav and
you could distinguish based on Tosus the Ramah. Tosus says it's based on bittul, so then it should apply even for treif according to Ramah. The Ramban it shouldn't, but. Don't cook with tray food, right? But yeah, but it might not create a problem. But if it's in a binyomo and et cetera.
My question was more like, to what degree do these rules apply?
Comments his own nightmare.
To what degree do these rules apply as far as that?
So that's a
whole lot.
Yeah. But most of the discussion we're talking about is about. So that is the basics of not bar not, which I hope is clear, even though it's. Hopefully the Rupsolovsky English will be helpful and the OU will be helpful and practical. Okay. Shkoyach.